It's time to open Andy's Classic Rock Time Capsule.
Open it. All right, then. How you doing?
Good. How about you?
I was really talking to everybody else.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I'll step away.
Andy's Classic Rock Time Capsule for Wednesday, December 23rd, 2015. Is it live or is it Memorex?
It's live.
Okay. I'll try not to mess it up. Here's your quiz. You know this song by The Champs. It's a medley of their hit. Name of it?
Tequila.
Tequila. Here's your question. How many times is the word tequila said in that song?
Ooh.
Is it 1, 2, 3, 4, or 5? You think about it while we talk about other things. Today is the day in 1964 that Brian Wilson loses it, actually. Beach Boys perform on Shindig on ABC TV. Then they board a plane bound for Houston for a gig. That's when Brian Wilson was reportedly having a complete breakdown. And he comes off the road indefinitely. Do you know who his replacement is in the near term?
Nope.
Glenn Campbell. Oh, God, I just want to play this whole song. But then Glenn launches his own career with songs like this. So Bruce Johnson becomes the permanent replacement on the road. I think 1970 is the next time that Brian Wilson plays a road gig. And ever since then, you know, wouldn't exactly describe him as electric on stage. Too bad Mark's not here. Here's a great story. Today, 1972, Grand Funk Railroad's ex-manager Terry Knight shows up at Madison Square Garden with a court order in his hands to seize $1 million in cash or assets he says are owed to him. Realizing he won't get anything if the band doesn't play, Knight and the sheriff's deputies with him, they allow the band to go out and play, and then after the show, they just take the box office receipts with them. That's a little pitiful, I'm going to be honest. Oh, God. Another song I want to hear all of. Speaking of legal matters, unemployed musician Kristen Kelleher breaks into George Harrison's Maui home. She makes herself at home, orders a pizza, drinks George's root beer right there. That's the... You never rub another man's rhubarb, telling you.
Yeah.
She makes long-distance calls to her mom in New Jersey. Cops finally show up and haul her away for a four-month stay in jail for breaking and entering. God, can't we listen to this whole thing? Miss George Harrison. Stop wasting my time. How's this for nutty? Spinal Tap bassist Derek Smalls and Harry Shearer are both born 72 years ago today.
I know. How is that possible?
It's
like they were separated at birth.
Ask your astrologist. I don't understand it. Jefferson Airplane guitarist Jorma Kaukonen is 75. And somebody named Eddie Vedder turns 51 today.
Not even a snippet of Pearl Jam?
Nope.
All right, I'm out of here. Wow.
Maybe I'll let him play us out.
Oh. I've already checked ahead.
How many times is the word tequila said in the Champs song Tequila? Is it 1, 2, 3, 4, or 5? What do you think?
3.
Let's count them, shall we?
Okay.
Tequila. Tequila. Tequila.
I'll be damned. It's 3 times.
That was a good guess.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Thank you.
That song is recorded by the Champs today in 1957 over at Gold Star Studios, which used to be at Santa Monica and Vine. I think it's Smokes for Less now or something like that. Danny Flores plays sax and says, Tequila. And can you believe that song goes all the way to number 1?
Wow.
That was a number 1 hit. But we're going to let birthday boy Jorma Kaukonen and Jefferson Airplane play us out today on Andy's Classic Rock Time Capsule. You are listening to Mark in the Morning.